As we begin this series of conversations that are all about liberating money, we want to remind you at the very start that we're proposing two seemingly interesting seesaw topics, money versus cash and chaos versus intention. But in fact, there's no seesaw. From the perspective of money, it seems like you might be on a seesaw, and from the perspective of the chaotic universe, it might seem like you would be on a seesaw. But as you recognize the topic, the immediacy, the instantaneous nature, the present moment, here you are, this is what you have, notion of cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, you realize that there really is nothing to do with money whatsoever. Money is just baggage that you're carrying around. That's all. It's just an idea that you use in order to justify, validate, but primarily just to feel bad. Now, we know that no one thinks that they think that feeling bad is a good idea, but in fact, most of you do have some sort of idea somewhere floating around, and it's okay, you'll probably have this for the rest of your life, that feeling bad has sort of a justifying and or purifying or sort of like adding a dash of pepper to everything kind of effect. Like, you don't really want it, and you certainly wouldn't want it on its own, but mixed in with other things, it probably is fine. It's the bitter pill, in other words. But that's a chaotic universe perspective. That you take the good, you take the bad, and there it is, and there you have. These are the facts of life. This is how the song goes. But in fact, it isn't true. You don't take the good and take the bad, because in fact, there is no bad. There is a perception of what you don't like. Yes, indeed, powerfully so. But there is nothing wrong that is ever going on, ever, with anything and ever, in any intentional way, in any chaotic way, really, even. Now, you can perceive it as being chaotic and happening to you, against you, not at all to your liking. Or you can realize what is actually going on, that then when you move into this thought, it's like moving into the immediate thought of cash. You move into the immediate thought of the intention, and you realize that everything is actually happening for you, on your behalf and to your benefit. There's nothing at all that is going on here that isn't absolutely magical. And the magic is already in play. It's already, in fact, happening. You have, right here, right now, something wonderful that is going on. You have right here, right now, something amazing that is going on. You have, in fact, something utterly wonderful and delicious indeed. You are not bound by anything that needs to be done from here. You are not bound by anything that is important, that has to get finished, has to get fixed, has to get managed, has to get handled. You're not bound by anything like this. Not at all. Everything that is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit is very much happening because it is a very good thing indeed. There is something that is very powerful and very delicious and very wonderful. And you're in the middle of it, right here and right now. And being in the middle of it, knowing that you're in the middle of it, having yourself in the middle of it, as it is right now, is quite wonderful and quite delicious. Okay. So that's the intentional universe, and that's cash. What you have is amazing, and what you have is wonderful, and you have it right now. And the recognition of how amazing and wonderful it is right now then evolves, as everything evolves, into something even better. Because everything, everywhere, in every way, including everyone, becomes more of itself, more of itself, more of herself, more of yourself. Everything is changing, everything is evolving, everything is becoming more. So we want to start off with the very first thing that this particular concept usually brings up. The idea that if you settle, and this is the chaotic universe perception and perspective on money, if you settle for what you have, then you're not going to get any more. If you're not out there fighting and punching and telling and making and getting and going and fighting and trying and heaving and hoeing and shoving and pushing, then nothing is going to happen because you can't just sit on the couch and just eat bonbons all day. You can't. And you have lots and lots of proof. Of course, you actually don't have any proof of this whatsoever, but you believe you do because you think you've imagined things that could happen that you wouldn't like, and you take those things as being real. So that's why, of course, you can't do it. We would ask the question, are you sure? Are you positive? In fact, what proof do you really have? If you're going to go by proof of what could happen, then what really is the proof and what is its basis? Where does it arise out of and what does it mean? And is it real and is it true? And these are not questions that we know the answer to. These are questions that we think are very profitable to ask. Because one of the last things you want to be doing is saying, okay, this is the way it must happen. And this is the way it will happen. And this is the way it should happen. Because you don't know any of those things. What you do know is that as good as it is right now, it's going to get better. Now, you may not believe that, but you actually do know it. And the kind of knowledge that we speak of here is not knowledge gleaned by learning lessons or by adapting yourself to wisdom. This is the kind of knowledge that is intuitive, that is deeply powerful, because when you sit and you look at what you have, you can feel how wonderful it is if you really do put your attention in that direction. But we get it. We understand why there is an impulse that says very clearly, I've got to go do something. I've got to go do something. Maybe I can pray harder. Maybe I can visualize better. Maybe I can write down a list of the things that I imagine. Maybe I can do better affirmations. Maybe I can go talk to these people. Maybe I can go knock on every door. Maybe I can go push. Maybe I can go make. Maybe I can go pull. Maybe I can go get. And you could try all of those things. We're not saying don't do anything like that. We're just saying pay attention to why you believe those things are useful and or necessary. And we would suggest that one of the things that you're going to notice pretty quickly is that there really isn't anything terribly useful or powerful in any of this. What is very powerful and what is very useful right here and right now is that you are in this right place at this right time, in this right way, right at this red hot minute. And everything is actually happening for you. Now, again, we know this sounds like now you're just going to settle. You're going to sit down on the couch. You're going to get your big box of bonbons. You're going to turn on the television, you're going to watch your soap opera, and you're just going to sit there and eat your bonbons, and that's all you're going to do, and you're never going to do anything else. That's all you're going to do. That, again, is sort of a projection from the present into the future, and it is based in chaotic thoughts. It has no basis in who you actually are. If you like to sit on the couch and eat bonbons and watch your stories, then we recommend you do that. If it feels better in the bonbon eating and in the couch sitting and in the story watching, we would suggest you do it. If you'd rather do your little Zumba workout while you're watching your stories, if that's what feels better, we would suggest you do that. But we're just throwing these things out there because we don't know anything about any of these things, bonbons or Zumba or stories on the television or overacting by wonderfully paid actors who are selling you soap. We don't know anything about this. What we do know is that you know what feels better to you. And that's really all we're suggesting here. When we talk about liberating money, what we really mean is we mean letting the thought of money go, because money doesn't exist. But you keep holding on to it because you keep thinking, and here we're speaking to at least one very specific person, you keep thinking that there is something that you need to do, and in the doing you will get the having. But you don't. It doesn't happen like that. You can make it look that way, and you can certainly build a case for it, and you can certainly review the past and say, well, I can see evidence of this and this and this and this. But wouldn't it be really delicious to actually review the past and to notice how much your intention has always been at play, how much your intention to have something is actually the reason why it happened? But more importantly, wouldn't it be really wonderful to look at the past and only really focus on the things that feel better? We get why it seems like there's a lesson to be learned from the past. That's the essence of the chaotic universe. Bad things happened. You learn the lesson. You get smarter, so you do better things going forward that then keep those bad things from happening, at least not as much anymore. The problem is that the bad things happening, those things were never bad in the first place. The way you're modifying your actions or modifying even your vibration, modifying the thoughts that you're thinking or the things that you're doing in order to prevent things you don't want, doesn't actually help you. What it actually does is it sets you up for either a low-level state of worry that sort of keeps everything at bay, but it's always just possibly right over that hill, and the monster is just kind of around the corner. Even if you never hear it or see it, you maybe smell it, but you don't know because you're not sure, because it might be there, and if you don't do these things, then it's going to come and get you. Not a lot of peace there, not a lot of joy there, not a lot of freedom there, not a lot of anything there. What is there, what you do have, is something very powerful that is at play, that is helping you. And that is a thought that you don't like that's helping you decide for a thought that you do like. Because there is something wonderful and something magical and something delightful that is happening. And you're in the middle of it. And it's quite astounding indeed. We suggest that you look at this, not because of what it will do for you, because it will fix the problem or it will change things, but because there is something very powerful at play, very powerful at play, that is going on here that is helping you in a magical, delightful, and delicious way. So there's something we really want to remind you of before we say any other thing. This is the right time, right here and right now. You're in this right place, at this right time, in this right way. That's the only thing that's happening. Everything else is blah, blah, blah. And it's all interesting, and it's fascinating, and it's a bright, shiny object, and that's fine. And there's some bright, shiny objects that are fabulous to look at and wonderful. There's some ways of looking at these things where you're saying to yourself, okay, well, this is the thing that I need to do, or this is the thing I need to fix, or this is the thing I need to change. And that's good. If it feels better, but if it doesn't, our suggestion is that you pay attention to the thing that delights you, to what it is that feels amazing to you right here and right now. Our suggestion is that you notice you're in this right place, at this right time, in this right way, and that something wonderful is happening here. Something amazing is happening. Something delicious is happening. You're in the middle of it. This is here, and this is now, and this is what is happening. We understand why you believe it is important to go get something done in order to get what you want. We get that. But it isn't true. And if you pay attention to how it feels, particularly the need to do it, that will tell you everything. What actually feels better is something quite amazing, something quite astonishing. What actually feels better is something truly, truly wondrous. What actually feels better is something that is immediate and present and doesn't need an explanation or justification. It just is, and you are, and there you are with it, in the having of it, and it's astonishing. That's what we would suggest you put your attention on. That's what we would suggest that you notice. The idea that there's something you have to do in order to get there is a very, very usual and habituated idea. The fact that there is nothing you need to may be a very radical concept. But if you pay attention to how it feels, you're going to discover that there is something wondrous here indeed that you can have right now, at this place, at this time, in this way, that is really, really, really good. And it's magical. Where you are right here is quite magical indeed. And it's astonishing. Just paying attention to this can be quite powerful and transformative even. And we would highly recommend that you do so, that you notice you are in this right place at this right time in this right way, and it is really, really good. So, having said that, we'll say one last thing. Not only are you in this right place at this right time in this right way, but you also have the right things, including the right amount of cash. Our last suggestion for this conversation today is very simple. It would be helpful, if you are offended by that statement, to feel the offense in it, to let yourself have the offense and let it change as it moves through you. Remember, energy is always moving. Thoughts are energy. They have a vibration. And it's astonishing. You're in the middle of something quite amazing and wonderful. And we would, if we were in your shoes, let yourself have the amazingness by noticing that it does offend you when we say you have exactly the right amount of cash for you right here, right now. Because all of those things that you built for years and years and years to protect yourself from living under a bridge, all of those things suddenly rise up to notify you, this is dangerous. If you say it's enough, you're not going to get any more. Kid, open your eyes, get up off the couch, go do something. Just pay attention to that. Pay attention to what arises, if anything. And maybe you're hearing these words and thinking, I know they're saying something, but I have no idea what it is. I can't stand this anymore. Well, then turn off the recording. Go to the next one, whatever it is. But it is our suggestion that you pay attention. If it offends you to hear the phrase, you have plenty of cash right now that is exactly right for you, and let yourself feel how offensive that is, and then let whatever it is that's on the other side of that present itself, because there is something on the other side. And if it doesn't feel better to do this, if it just feels like you're just doing something rote or because some very worthy ghost, handsome ghost, told you this, then we would suggest you not do it. But if it feels somewhat intriguing, or at least has some level of anticipation to it, you might give it a try and see what happens. You might be very surprised at what you find on the other side. One of the things that we can guarantee you is you're not going to find an intellectually satisfying thought, but you may very well find a deeply satisfying vibrational shift that feels quite amazing. We don't know. That's just our proposition, and we would suggest that you find out by feeling into it and seeing what happens.